Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Arasha. You guys have to jump
you have
in.
To pass it to us.
Oh.
Actually, you
You just go, and I'm Amanda.
Hi, you're right. Smosh Mouth, I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us today.
And it's Shane Topp.
And it's me this time.
Hey, Shane. That was excellent.
Thank you. Okay.
Way to go.
Well, it's because last time on Duo, You Know Your Duo, you were like, I say welcome to Smosh Mouth. And it's like, no, Shane says every time.
Angela thought that I said welcome to Smosh Mouth. Yeah. And I was like, what? We should have shown all the clips.
And now I got my moment.
And it's only fair, Arasha, to let you do the intro since you are a winner of Summer Games.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you guys.
You're the only winner.
I know. I mean, I hate to take the rest of my team down, but I was the ultimate winner.
You were.
I did not expect it. I genuinely, like, in that moment, you can see it on my face. I was so confident that it was Dairy Cows.
I saw it on your face. I saw.
I thought it was Dairy Cows as well. I thought they made the comeback.
Yeah.
But you guys held strong. You had enough points. So you, Trevor, Noah and Keith.
Yep.
Yeah.
Won Summer Games.
Team Youth.
And I wasn't sure you would because in the relay race, I was very worried for you.
Were you?
As Miss P? Yes. You guys were on Les Mis. They just could not.
Ooh.
They had to guess Les Mis, and I was trying to describe Les Mis to her as the teacher. And I was like, French war. And then I said Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
I was like, duh.
Right.
And she was,
you were giving them hints?
No, and I was like, yes! And it was so bad. She was like, Hugh Jackman. And I was like, The Greatest Showman. And Kiana, she goes, Arasha, books. Arasha, it's literature. And I was like, oh, right. I was panicking in that moment.
Real quick, before we continue.
Yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth, we are talking about the past 2 weeks on Smosh Pit and Smosh Games, where Smosh Summer Games, Class of 2005, has been happening. It is now done. But we played a bunch of games. It got very competitive,
very serious.
It started with two teams. By the end, there were three teams.
Yep,
which was wild.
Yeah, I ended up on the third new team, the Detention Degenerates.
Yep.
I was unaware that this was going to happen.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was by complete randomness and circumstance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we went through a bunch of games, and you're talking about the relay.
Yeah, the study hall,
yep.
I think is what they called
study
it.
Study hall.
Where we had to just like sort of get clues from Mrs. P.
I was the teacher.
Ms. P?
I was Ms.
Ms.
P.
Ms.
I decided not to be Mrs. since my husband was missing. If you haven't heard that lore, go back and watch
We decided there was a decision made that you were not going to compete in these rigorous physical games.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
The
bit. I don't either. You know, I thought it was kind of rude.
I don't see why anything would hold
you
back. Like, I get I'm an older woman, but can we just
take
I want to see you sprint full speed and jump as high as you can right now.
Listen.
And just fall directly on my belly.
You have a cushion. You
just
have
fall.
Protection.
Boom. Which, by the way, guys, this is my last Smosh Mouth episode before I leave on maternity leave.
Don't say that.
Isn't that wild?
Crazy.
But anyways, I'm still in my
You're not going to be gone for that long, right?
Yeah, like 2 weeks. I'll pop out the baby and
just like
I'll just
the weekend.
Right
You'll just be
yeah.
like right over here.
Could you imagine
right
if I'm like, oh my God, it was crazy when I had labor? Anyways, life's so crazy. I'm going to bounce
crazy.
Back.
No, I'm actually so glad that you got to be included in that way. I feel like it was perfect to have you as sort of this like hot substitute teacher that was like into me. Like, I really like that they picked that arc.
Okay, first of all, only you were like into me as a teacher.
You were designing your character to not be hot. You had a bump it that kept getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I loved the fit. I was into it.
Okay, I had
Arasha found herself back in 2005, and I don't know what happened.
I wasn't born yet.
I don't know. That pisses me off.
Didn't exist.
I don't know what happened, but like my bumpet kept growing, which means like the demon inside of me kept growing. And yes. I was in a jean dress covered in flowers, and the flowers kept falling off. So people were like, you lost your flower.
I was trying to get you to lose your flower.
Oh, no.
Okay.
God.
Hey, let's start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning.
So you were not competing. Also, Damien was hosting the event.
Right. He
was
superintendent.
He was very funny.
And his vests?
Yeah.
Were
he was always dressed
fire.
Wild.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
So the teams were the Hollywood Hot Dogs and the Downtown Dairy Cows to start. I was on the hot dogs.
Yep.
You were.
And we had our predictions. I think you predicted the Dairy Cows.
Yes, I did.
And I predicted the Hollywood Hot Dogs.
And who was on the Hollywood Hot Dogs with you? It was
Noah, Keith, Trevor, me, Angela, Shane. That's
right.
What it started as.
Okay.
Very
pretty strong, balanced team.
Very balanced teams. Very fun. And so our first day, we show up and we are playing outside these physical games.
Mm-hmm.
And it
yeah.
starts off with a sprint and a jump and a football throw. But it's get seventh. Seventh place is worth the most points. Mm-hmm. However, we clocked pretty quickly that first through third place got a lot of points too, and
yeah.
we were like, "Wait, what if we just get all the top spots?"
Totally, like we would. That was the strategy immediately of like,
Brilliant.
"Why would we go slower and risk being in the
yeah.
bottom half of scores?"
So you wanted to jump really high.
We wanted to jump the high. We just went for the highest jump, the farthest throw, and the fastest run.
And what's funny is we knew that someone on the opposing team would probably do really well too. And we were like kind of doing the math in our heads. And it's like, we're going to get seventh in that way
mm-hmm.
if we just try our best.
Yeah. Right.
What's funny is you and I both got seventh.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
We got seventh in our
team?
Jump and our, yeah, we were on the same team.
Yeah.
And
we,
I think
we
you
were
like sixth with the run
it
too.
It was like sixth and seventh. We were pretty much just as fast and jump just as high.
You yeah. guys are the same.
I know.
We're basically the same.
So
same
I was height. Like, we're the same. We're identical.
Yeah.
So I was like yeah. so confident about our team too. And that was what made the heartbreak so
okay,
so, rough.
So after that is when you guys were divided?
No. After the relay, we had burning questions.
Yes.
And we've done this on the Summer Games before. So this is where you're trying to match the same answer with your entire team behind you.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like a family feud, I guess.
A few interesting things happened in this one.
Yeah.
One was we had who on your team is the biggest flirt. I put you. I don't know if everyone put you.
I think,
and I was kind of shocked at people who didn't.
I would have put you.
I think everybody did put me, actually.
Did we unanimously put you?
I think so, because we just got finished with the field day, and I was just like horny for everybody
yeah.
jumping.
And I wasn't even there yet.
No, that's why when Ms. P showed up, I was clearly putting it all out there for
yeah.
Ms. P.
Yeah, I felt
she
it.
She was the tallest one. So.
I felt it.
But the most interesting thing in Burning Questions was there was who on your team is most likely to pull a senior prank. And I obviously put you.
Right.
Trevor
obviously.
Put you. Noah and Keith do not put you.
Right.
And we're like, wait, guys, come on. And then someone says, dude, she lied about her engagement. And Noah and Keith both earnestly look at you and they go, what?
I heard about this.
Right.
Had somehow not seen the Bit City episode.
And then Olivia on the other side of the bleachers stands up and is like, what?
Oh.
But you sent wedding dresses.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. It was, no, but it was hilarious.
Oh!
Like, I was like, I don't know if they're putting this on for camera. Like, I don't know if they're hurt. I took the three of them to the side and I texted them that night, too. And I was like, hey, like, genuinely thought you saw the content already. Like, I am so sorry if that was like affecting you. And all three of them, Olivia was just like, oh, I don't care.
Okay.
And I know okay. people, I know people watching and listening that this is August. I want you to know we did shoot this a while ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At the time, yes, the episode's been out for a month.
Right.
It has been out for a minute.
It's been out. I mean, they filmed it in like mid-April, I
so
think.
It's wild. And we've seen them a few times.
And there's clips.
So it is wild that they have continued to think that you were engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone else has already known that it's a prank.
Well, and Noah came up to me and he was like, I was going to check on you because I didn't see the ring on your finger. And I was like, oh, you just thought I was heartbroken and showing up to summer
camp.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm like, engagement's over.
The plot that he had in his head of what was going on.
Right. He was like, be delicate with Rasha.
And Olivia was on the group text with all of us.
Oh, yeah.
You were texting us about the dresses, which I didn't think were that bad.
No. I want to be clear. They were not bad. They just were not my style.
Here's the thing, though. They weren't
your
style.
Were you sending bad dresses on purpose?
But God.
Oh, that was part of it, yeah. Is to just, like, I made it. So the second half of the lie, once it was, like, cemented, was, let me see if all of my friends will lie back to me.
Funny.
So that's why we have awful save the dates. It's on the fridge in the kitchen.
Look,
here's the thing.
I don't judge.
I don't horrendous. Judge. Here's the thing. I know people forever, and then you get their save the date, and you're like, that's a choice, and good for you. Like,
do you
judge.
Do you kind of take it as an insult that nobody really, like, had a problem?
No.
That everybody expected that from you?
Not at all.
I did not expect it from you, but I also wasn't about to go, like, hey, there's a picture of you on a tree, and Fabian's clearly, like, looking up at you, and it's weird.
I got that save the date, and I said, figures. Just kidding. I knew from the start.
The silence in the room.
You knew that I knew from the start.
Yeah, once you said that you were getting married at the Boston Aquarium, I went, what?
On 4/20 of next year, which is a Monday.
I just think
none of us are doing that much research.
Tommy called it out because I handed him the save the date, he immediately gets his phone out and, like, puts it in his calendar and he goes, girl, that's a Monday. And I went,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
It's a good deal.
Oh, hey, this episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. You know what's a summer must-have? Mint Mobile. Having a reliable wireless network should be the last thing you're thinking about. You should be focused on planning trips, beach parties, and having fun. And with Mint Mobile, you can do just that. We actually had Mint Mobile on our phones when we went to Canada for JFL. Tim handed us all phones that were already preloaded with Mint Mobile, and it was super reliable. All of Mint Mobile's plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text, so we were able to keep in touch with each other and with people here in LA seamlessly. If Wi-Fi ever cut out, it was never a problem, and we also got started with the 3 months of unlimited service for $15 a month, and you can too. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/smoshmouth. That's mintmobile.com/smoshmouth. Upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 per month. Limited time new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Back to the show.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to judge you on that.
Also believable.
Yeah. You and Fabian are wild creatures, okay?
Oh.
I was like, you guys want to get married at the aquarium? Where? That morning when she finally told us, I went.
A whole moment that morning.
I went, where are you getting married? And she goes, Boston Aquarium. I go, huh. They have, like, an event space? And she goes, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, in the back.
In the back. And I went.
In the water.
In the back.
In the shark tank. They drain it. And you can pet the sharks. And
Amanda's, like, looking through the whole website. And I'm like, this is.
Couldn't find the event space on the website.
You lied about this engagement for 4 months.
And I will continue to reiterate this. It was so hard.
She didn't want to do it
anymore.
I thought
you were about to say it was so funny.
It was so funny. No. It was so hard.
You didn't like it this
so
round.
Hard. No, I was so guilty.
Well, because you thought Amanda was lying about her pregnancy.
Oh.
You got messed up.
she started getting paranoid.
No, we've told the sonogram story.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like when people are cheating and are in affairs, how they get really suspicious of their partners.
Yeah.
You were lying to everybody, so you got suspicious that everyone was lying.
I was sure. I was like, Angela and Amanda are planning something. Like, I don't trust Aaron. And I was like, this pregnancy thing, I can sniff it from a mile away.
That's why you came up to me and went like this to
my
belly.
Yeah, I just punched your stomach.
You know that as soon as I found out about the prank that I messaged Aaron saying, you know, you should try to make this a reverse prank on Arash.
Yes.
And I was campaigning for that.
We already did it. And our prank compared to Arash's was child's play. Like, literally, even Angela and I are like, are we sure we want to do this? It was nothing. And
you heard about that. You saw that.
We were so,
Angela,
nobody
cares out.
Because we were like, okay, this is crazy. Angela and I are going to get in a fight and she's going to storm out and I'm going to like talk shit about her. How crazy.
Which was crazy. You did mess with my head for a second because I was like, there is no chance that Amanda's talking shit about Angela.
Arash was like, I think everything's okay. And looked at me in a way that you've never looked at me. And I was like, oh, I got her.
Well, because I was like, there's no chance that Amanda's going to turn around and turn on Angela. No. And definitely not on set. Right. I was like,
never.
If I know something,
on
it is that
camera.
We had each other's back.
Never.
I was like, 100% we are going to turn and I'll be like, we have to go check on Angela. We have to go make sure that she's okay. And Amanda turns around and goes, it's just fucking unprofessional.
Yeah,
and I was like, what?
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. But my favorite part is nobody told Tommy.
So therefore, I was alone. I was alone. Nobody told Tommy. And Tommy was like.
So Tommy at the end just goes, so I just got pranked 3 times.
It was all on him. No, the lore this year is it's heavy.
You're a prankster. You've already done the Marvel thing. You already lied to Angela
but
and I.
You're saying you're retiring from it now.
No, she's not. There's not a chance.
You didn't prank anyone during Summer Games.
I didn't want to. Listen. I genuinely felt a large amount of guilt for this one.
Yeah.
The second that Angela and you and Courtney, like, especially, there were a lot of conversations where you guys would, like, take me to the side and be like, oh, my God, how are you feeling? And I'd be like, no, get away. No emotions. We are not about to be happy for each other. I don't need this. And it was so hard.
Uh-huh.
I was like, of course, like, my besties want to celebrate with me. And Tommy, too. Tommy was, like, wishing Fabian congrats. And he was like, shh.
It's because you did Marvel so early.
Yeah.
That you had the connections with us, but they weren't as deep-seated as they are now.
Of course.
But like...
No, not again, though. Not again.
I don't trust you.
The final beat of it was Olivia, Keith, and Noah finding out in the middle of Summer Games.
That's brilliant.
So that happened.
That was wild.
And that was wild. But but the Hollywood Hot Dogs won that.
Oh.
It ended up being the final... Okay. It was a tiebreaker.
Right.
And it was between me and Courtney.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Spouses.
Yeah.
What was it like being on the opposite team of your wife?
It's fine.
Oh.
We've competed against each other so many times that, look, it's just the job.
You guys talk about it, like, later at home?
Oh, no. We're like, we don't talk about it. We come home, it's like.
You come home, it goes.
And you're like, how was work?
How was work? It was fine.
Hey, Hollywood fine. Hot Dog. Hey, Downtown Jerry.
Ew, you can't talk about it like that.
Hey, Hollywood Hot Dog. Bring your hot dog.
Bring your wiener over here.
Christ.
All right, I joined in.
Butter your bun, baby.
Oh. Mommy wants some milky. That's the line.
You guys don't.
That's
whoa.
The line.
Whoa.
Okay.
You guys don't do that.
Stop it.
He hates us. He's ready to move. Okay, so between you and Courtney, what was the question?
I think it was it the same question or was it two different ones? It was
class president.
Who would be class president? And I did put Arash.
I was worried.
I put Arash because I was like, absolutely,
that makes
it would
sense.
Be you.
I was banking on that too because I saw Keith and he put Shane. And I was like, oh, I think.
Bad move.
And I was going to put Shane. But then there were
didn't
like,
graduate.
Art did these like flyers that were like, vote Arash for class president.
Oh my God, Art. Destroyed it.
Art
it killed
absolutely
it.
Absolutely killed it. I was banking on like, okay, maybe the team caught that. Maybe they also saw that, so I'm going with it there. And luckily, I think it just worked out. I don't know if that's what you
I heard. Also was going off of, if you recall from our Family Feud episode a few months ago, There was the who'd most likely be president or politician.
Oh.
And I think you were voted number one. Mm. And it was like, it was a two-way thing, right? Because I'm just like, I feel like you fit that vibe. But I was also like, you're known for lying and stuff. So my joke was
that
also
was
like,
funny.
Hey, as a politician, I'm like, you're the liar of Smosh.
Yes.
Like, that is a politician.
Yes, totally.
So you'd be class president.
No, that worked
out. So it fit in multiple ways. So I was like, if this is anyone's logic, this will work.
Absolutely.
And we did win that one.
What did Courtney guess for her?
Court and Ian put Ian, but the
Everybody
other
else
three
put Courtney.
And so, yeah, I would.
Courtney, but that's a tough spot where Courtney's not going to vote for herself. That's a tough thing. Mm. And then, hey, that's a very political move.
Hey.
Wow.
That's a very class president move. You can't vote for yourself.
Yeah.
Ian and Court both were like, well, he's president of the company, so it makes sense to go with.
But see, Ian voted for himself. Cringe.
Oh, yikes.
Embarrassing.
No.
Embarrassing.
Of course he did. He's like.
Everyone in the auditorium went, oh.
That is so funny. That's so good.
It was very funny. It was a very fun episode.
Yeah.
Love that a lot. And then we moved on to darts. And darts was mayhem.
Yes.
You were not there for that either.
I was not there for that.
Yeah. Anthony was there as substitute teacher. He had a target on his back. He had a full-on dartboard on his back.
And everybody was being mischievous at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Spencer cracking me up. And I was like, I cannot be seen.
He wasn't on your team.
He was on the other team, yeah.
But Spencer was just, of course, saying wild shit.
But
The bit that Chance went into of having a crush on the substitute killed
Hilarious.
Me.
Hilarious.
Like, he was just in love with this substitute teacher.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, someone said an insult to Courtney, and Chance just goes, stop it, that's my girlfriend.
What?
Out of nowhere. What?
After being in love with
the substitute.
It was such a good bit. I was like, this character is so well-defined.
It was amazing.
But the most insane moment for me happened in that episode.
Oh, my God.
So I, at some point, throw a dart. I was trying to hit the metal, like, railing above the whiteboard.
Because Anthony's trying to guess who's throwing
the
dart.
So we throw a dart at Anthony's back. You hit his back. And then he turns around. He guesses who threw it.
Got it.
Anthony, of course, not good at guessing.
Okay, but to be fair, I feel like
it's
a lot of people are talking.
It's also very
hard. You saw the slap episode.
It's also very hard. But there were some. There were some times where I would see the dart, like the trajectory would go in front of him, and he would turn around and just guess in a completely different direction.
Right.
I know that if I was where he was, it would be a lot harder, and I would realize how hard it is. But he was also not able to guess anybody. But I throw it. I bounce it off the wall. I hit him in the face. Angela's already out. Right. Angela's on my team. Anthony turns around and Angela starts freaking out because I threw it and it hit him in the face. She walks up to my desk, Angela does, and starts yelling at me.
She's like, you hit him in the face.
You hit him in the face, dude. And of course, Anthony just goes, okay, so Shane threw it. And then Angela, I know people are going to watch it and they're going to think it's rigged. They're going to think that this was a part of a plan.
No.
I guarantee you, Angela truly just lost her mind.
It's like when she drank paint.
Because she felt really bad.
Remember when she drank paint on a live stream?
Yeah.
Truly, and like 10 seconds after that too, she's like, oh, we just gave it away.
And she felt really bad. She was apologizing to me like later that day.
It
after
was
we stopped
wild.
Rolling. She's like,
I'm so
sorry.
Is that why you got, is that?
So then Spencer was out, Angela was out, and then Courtney got out. And then that was, their plan all along was all the four people who get out are going to form a
new team. So then they formed a new team.
You formed
Which if you haven't seen that episode, spoiler, but.
Right.
This whole episode of Smosh Mouth will be spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, you already know it, but it's also okay. It's not like that's...
Yeah.
So now you guys were split up in the detention degenerates, and then how did everyone respond?
It was just nuts. It was just like, oh, there's three teams.
Yeah.
And now everything's all discombobulated because now there's three teams that are kind of on equal footing because of the way the points are split up.
Did you feel like, oh my God, we just lost like two people from our team?
I definitely remember feeling like disappointed.
Yeah.
Like I was like, you know, not that I was like, you know, incredibly competitive or like letting it get to me in any way, but I definitely felt like a loss. I was like, it feels like a reality show when you like lose someone. And I was like, oh, like we had formed such a strong bond too because we just won those first two challenges.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're in a solid place.
Oh,
I feel connected to my team. Like it didn't feel like any animosity. We were like all truly on the same page. Mm-hmm. And then to have lost two key players, I was like, oh, this changes everything.
Yeah,
and that was, I don't know if we can say this, that was at the end of our first day of filming. So truly, there wasn't even that much like time. It was like, this is day one, and you're going to end with this crazy twist.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It was a lot.
It was trippy. And now there's three teams, so it's hard to like keep track of really who's winning. Like, I know that as it's going to go on, it's going to be a lot harder. Mm. Well, when we were first in detention, we just knew that it was going to be whoever at the end has the most team players still alive.
Yeah.
Like, still in class.
Yeah. Were you worried when you got onto that new
team? When I got onto the new team, I wasn't worried. I was just like, this is wild.
Yeah.
Like, okay, everything that I've done on the Hollywood Hot Dogs
is erased.
I'm like, all right, now I'm moving on to a completely new thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what they did was, right, we took, you guys took half of your
points.
Yeah,
2-2.
Yeah.
Each team.
Which kind of just like, I don't know, it just felt like it divvied it all. Well, we were just kind of then in second place.
Right.
So the Hollywood Hot Dogs, because they had all the points, they were in first place. Then we were kind of, because some of our team players had assisted in some of those wins, we got some of the points.
Yeah.
And the Dairy Cows were still in third
place. So Court and Spencer actually kind of lucked out.
They
kind of
benefited a little bit from it.
They jumped ahead.
By a little bit. Not enough that it really mattered.
Yeah.
But then we moved on to, finally, the relay.
So this is all day one.
And that was day one.
Day one.
And it's still day one when we move on to the relay, I think. Right? Or was the
I think we finished with darts that day.
No, day two was when I was there.
Right. So day two, now you're there.
I'm there.
And now we walk in as the detention degenerates.
Yeah, and I didn't like you guys at all, you know?
Here's the thing.
As the teacher, I gave myself a little bit of lore. I gave myself a little bit of like, she's a teacher who's always smiling, like, where are you supposed to be?
Right.
But underneath, there's like a seething demon underneath her. But she doesn't think that. She thinks she's doing a service to the school.
Right.
To her students. So I had the Hollywood Hot Dogs come in, and they loved me. They gave me so many compliments, so I loved them.
And Ms. P loved me.
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting time.
We shared a kiss.
You were very close to my nose.
Okay.
And then Downtown Dairy Cows were so awful. They were so rude. They called me Miss Pee Pee. They kept saying penis.
Oh my God.
I was awful.
Terrible in a school.
It was awful. Truly.
Oh, wow.
So bad. And then the detention degenerates came in, and I immediately didn't like you guys because you were detention degenerates. But you guys kind of sucked up to me a little bit. And then I told you guys you couldn't talk, and you really didn't talk.
Oh. We did not talk.
You guys were so
And look,
on
I'm
it.
Willing to brag now that we, because we lost plenty of other things, we demolished
I will say,
that competition.
You guys they had like crushed. One third of our time.
Their time was 5 and yours was 12.
Theirs was like 3.
Our time was 5, but Angela gave us a penalty of a minute, so we finished it in
she
4
was
minutes.
She's freaking talking.
She's going. Well, you told us not to talk.
I told you guys not to
Most
talk.
Most of us
and
listened, and then
wow,
Angela.
Wow, you guys really listen, but
we just honed in.
You guys were so quick. I was stunned.
What position?
Arasha,
what position did you?
I was the charades person.
Courtney's position.
So after I kissed Miss P, she gave me some clues.
We didn't kiss,
and we had a little smooch.
We did not kiss. We did not kiss. She got very close to my nose, and I said, "You need to step away."
You guys saw. So
don't lie.
Arasha, I'm Amanda now, not Miss P.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had seen, because we were at a party like a week or so before we filmed Summer Games where Courtney and I were playing charades.
Yes.
And look, we can lock in.
That was hot.
And so Courtney was doing the charades and I was guessing. And I love books. So, like, I wasn't even writing down.
No.
I'm curious what other people were writing down
kinky.
On the paper airplanes.
You guys were
I was just writing down
in.
The names. And, like, some of them, she did it for, like, 2 seconds. I was like, yeah, that's Les Mis. And I would just write in, bam, send that thing off.
You guys were locked in. Trevor was writing down whatever Arasha was
everything.
Kind of giving
Oh, he wrote down all the
he
notes.
He wrote everything. He was everything. Like, okay, so she's putting her hands up and she's pointing.
Everything.
And I was like, no, Keith doesn't need to know that.
Everything. Well, I think what tripped them up is she wasn't getting Les Mis. Which is fine, but she wasn't getting Les Mis, and she kept trying to get answers from me. But her delivering it to Trevor was, I would say, very difficult to watch.
Yep.
It was like, oh no, they're not going to do well.
Right. And let me tell you, after the first one, locked the fuck
in. Yeah, then they were locked in.
And then you were like, Scarlet Letter, Little Women.
Yes. Like, truly.
But Trevor was writing down everything that Arasha was saying, and then giving it to Keith, and Keith was like, what?
Right. And Trevor also was like, I'm amazing at making paper airplanes. And I was like, honey, he's right there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, pass it.
It's 2 feet.
I was like, you don't need to, this is not a contest. And he's like folding and folding and folding. And that took off so
and
much time.
And then Keith to Noah, my God, get them a counselor. Get them couples therapy. Because Noah was screaming at Keith, even though I told him not to, to try to like get, and.
But I'll tell you what, it's great content.
Oh my God, it's amazing content. But he is saying all the wrong things. He's like, hey, so you need to listen to me right now. And Noah's like, what's the title?
I got to be honest, if I had still been on the team, I would have said, you cannot have them be communicating to each other. Because look, when they communicate, it's hilarious. It is never efficient.
No.
Never efficient.
No.
Not at all.
It takes them hours to get to the point.
It takes them an hour to say anything.
No, I know.
But we do owe Les Mis to Noah, because by the end of it, he was like, I'm going to go with Les Mis, and just like ran for it, and that got us back on track.
And then it got you guys going. But yeah, watching them the whole time, he was like, Keith, you're needed on set. And Keith is like, I'm needed on set? And he's like, yeah, you're needed on set. He's like, no one said I was needed on set. And he's like, well, they told me you're needed on set. He's like, who told you? And I'm like, I'm going
truly
get you guys.
Oh, it's wild. It's wild.
The entire time. It's so funny. But I like
the way
they fight.
Anyone else, and it's fine.
It's fine.
They talk to each other. And I don't know what's going on.
Hours go by.
It's funny because they're like,
they doubt everything the other says, but everyone else, they're fine.
But it's Noah advocating for Keith and Keith just being confused by it.
Yep.
And then they're fighting,
but
they're on the same side.
Yep.
And everyone around them is like, are you guys fighting? And they're like, I love this guy. I hate him.
It's truly like, all right, we have this relay race and the final leg, we have this 80-year-old couple. Who bicker nonstop, and they're gonna be who we hand it off to.
But truly, though, it was a joy to have them on my team.
It was like, very fun.
They were.
Oh,
lovely.
They're a great time. Well, and look, you guys pulled off the win at the end.
I mean, which, you guys did it.
They were like, I remember just feeling like emotional too. Like when they did announce it, I was like, oh, you guys need to run up on stage. I just feel like I need to actually be surrounded in this huddle.
Yeah.
So
but before that.
But before that. We went from the relay race.
You went from the relay race
and the degenerates
won.
So so now the downtown Dairy Cows were like in a really bad spot.
They were in a really bad
spot. And I felt bad for them. We skipped over Silent Library, which wasn't for points.
Right.
That was just for fun.
That was fun.
Which, Amanda, that was kind of your debut in a way.
And you showed your support for your favorite team.
And we need to address that you were like, you were kind of kept under wraps for weeks. They had you in a shipping, they kept you in a shipping container.
I didn't see my husband for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah. They kept this really secret.
I was in a shipping container for pregnant women. Let me just be specific to that. And then they fed water through a tube and food, and it was great. But like, I was kept secret. And then a helicopter flew me in to the location.
Right.
And I was flown into a hot dog costume.
And it sure looked like that. It appeared that way.
I loved it because Emily and Bailey were so sweet. They're like, we have to keep you hidden from everyone before I even got there. And I was like, they know I'm going to be here. I'm on the call sheet. And they were like, well, this big surprise. And I was like,
mind you,
and we just hear from like the corner of the library, I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm
and mind
coming.
You, we like some of us had walked over and just seen you in an aisle of this library, just dressed as a hot dog.
I'm dressed as a hot dog.
Amanda's just reading a book in the corner. She's like, one sec.
I'm on my bouncy ball. I'm so pregnant. It is so hot. I have two tiny little fans going.
All this week of preparation, and you come out to try to make Angela laugh. And you're just like, all right, and here I am.
I'm like, hey there, kiddo. Also, like, I couldn't hear anything because the hot dog costume is this, right?
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't hear anything. So I see Emily being like, and I didn't know where to stand. So I walk in the wrong place, and I'm just, I don't know what I'm really doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're like, have fun. I was like, okay. And they left me a big thing of TNTL props. So I was just like picking up props. I couldn't hear any of you guys laughing. It's also Silent Library. And so I just came out being like, you know what? I'm just going to be this person in a hot dog
outfit. And you did exactly what you were supposed to do. It was lovely to see our little mascot.
And it was like an hour between each time I would come out.
Yeah.
Like maybe 50 minutes later, they were like, all right, get that hot dog going.
And we had, of course, Mac, our librarian.
Mac was great.
Mac did everything Mac needed to do.
I wish I could have seen what was happening, though. Yeah. I couldn't see you guys.
Honestly, I remember it as us laughing at a lot of the stuff that was behind the camera.
We're observing this high school library that we're in, and there's just tons of funny posters and stuff. There was this poster of a woman.
Yep. Yep.
She looked normal. Then there's a middle poster where she looks absolutely insane. And there's another poster where she looks normal again. And we're like, what is this message here? And then I was like, oh, me Friday, me Saturday, me Sunday. You know, I'm like, we're just like cracking jokes. It's like sun damage to shit. I'm like, these posters have been here since the 80s.
Absolutely. Like, but the middle one, she has been electrocuted. Like,
truly.
It is.
I
saw these pictures.
It is shocking.
Kids who know are going to know, and they're going to be like, oh, wait, I know this school.
And it must be the librarian. It's gotta be.
We think it's the namesake of the school. But we also couldn't connect.
But you guys know, I looked at those pictures too. The two on the outside are the same picture.
They're the same photo, and then the middle one is the wacko one.
And that was cracking us up too, because we were like, is it the same woman? What happened to her? If it's a different woman, why is she there only once?
That's the glory of filming in a real school.
Oh my God.
So I couldn't understand what was going on, but I know that you guys were cracking up about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It was fun.
There was that moment too where Angela was like, all the books are blue. And Amanda looks around and Angela goes, they seem to all be blue.
And I'm like, no, they're not.
No, they're not. And then Chance also just completely missed his chair and just
fell. Oh my
fell.
God.
It was awesome. There was a lot of great moments that
really
happened.
Really funny.
That wasn't a win.
That was just for fun.
Yeah.
That was just for silly.
Right?
I think technically a couple people like stayed till the end. Like they didn't get eliminated.
But they didn't get points.
Fun.
And then we brought back the electrocuting machine, which was really
cool. Oh,
Those are awesome.
Electrocuted?
I did.
How'd it feel?
It's like kind of nice, honestly.
Okay.
We're gonna move on.
Okay.
Yeah, we figured you'd say that. All right, moving on. Oh my god!
I was not here for this one, but giant throw burrito.
I completely forgot that this had happened.
So we did a couple board AFs during summer games, and these were also not for points, but. Giant throw burrito might have been the most chaotic thing that occurred.
I had wiped that from my memory.
This was nuts. So for those of you who watched and those of you who didn't watch, it was a giant cafeteria, a legitimate school cafeteria.
Oh my God.
And Art made like lunch trays.
All the tables are set decked. There's food, fake food everywhere.
Brilliant.
And we can use the entire cafeteria the way this is shot. And so the way it works is it's throw burrito where you're passing the cards around.
Of course.
And then the second a burrito war happens, you then have these giant inflatable burritos that are placed about the cafeteria that you have to run and grab
Massive. And
throw at the other person and hit them.
Who's playing?
So it's Chance, Arasha, Angela, Tommy, myself.
Oh, all the wild ones.
And we are
right out
of our minds.
Yeah.
When it happens, it's insane.
It was insane. I mean, just like the panic of like, because you're trying to get points, you're trying to like connect these cards and like do that, but then at the same time you're looking out for the burrito war, the burrito brawl, whatever. But then simultaneously everybody else is doing that, so at any point someone can go, burrito brawl, and everybody just like moves in your chair and you're like freaking out, but you're grabbing these massive inflatable burritos and throwing them at each other.
God.
Arasha did take the first L.
I think I took the first three L's because I have a fat ass.
But then you started to...
Oh, yeah.
That became the joke. You're like, BBL.
I heard that you had a BBL.
Oh, no. And I was like, oh, and I already got hit.
I got to the point where, like, you know, if you got one really quickly, you could just throw it. But we started kind of playing honorably where we would run and we'd grab them and we'd, like, wait for the other person. So you'd square up.
Wait, that's so much more fun.
It's very fun.
We had a few different challenges that we then did with the burritos.
There were some interesting techniques used. You know, at one point, Angela got up on a chair, which isn't smart because then you're stuck on that chair.
Mm-hmm.
I then walked through a table.
That was awesome. Truly just like walked as if the table was not there and then moved the table with him.
Jesus. It's like the Terminator.
My favorite moment. My favorite moment for myself personally in the entire games was I was battling Arasha.
Oh, my God.
And we hit a point, and we're, like, we're moving around. I'm kind of in a corner. Arasha's, like, a good, like, 10 feet away from me.
I'm like, I've got him.
She's got a burrito. I got a burrito. And I'm standing there, and I'm next to a trash can that's filled with trash.
Real trash?
Like, prop trash.
Art trash?
Like tissue paper
trash.
On top. You know.
Clean trash.
Art trash.
Uh-huh.
And I'm standing there, and I'm holding the burrito, and I start to look at this trash can occasionally. And I see that there's something inflatable underneath some of this trash. And I was like, oh my God, they hid another burrito in this trash can. So I then throw a burrito at Arasha, and while she's blocking it, I pull out a second burrito.
Stop. A second burrito.
I would never think
it
to
was
look
incredible.
In the trash
and
for
you know,
that.
And
you got her.
I got her. I eventually got her. And it was because of that.
How do you
but
escape that?
Do you want to hear something that's infuriating? Spencer and Alex told Angela about that hidden burrito before the game. And I was like, you're rigging this.
Oh, wait, yeah. But yeah. She never grabbed it, though.
She never grabbed it. I figured it out.
Why did they tell her?
I don't know.
They were like, wait for your moment.
They wanted... And you know what? She didn't take it.
She didn't
take it.
She then later got into a trash can and had
Oh, maybe
Chance,
that's what she heard.
Had Chance push.
She's
the
like, trash can got it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm trash. Yeah. No, she got into a trash can and had Chance pushing it around. And I just kind of took a burrito and like hit her in the head.
Yeah. Of course.
There was also our moment too. So Shane also was like, let's do this thing where, like, honorably, let's just stand across the entire cafeteria from each other. Let's just give each other one launch.
Let's do volleys. So I was like, you go first.
Fun.
And Arasha threw a burrito across the entire cafeteria and hit me. And I was like, I got
the first time?
You're taking the W.
Yeah, girl.
I needed it. I needed a win. I was like, I am getting smacked around. I need one hit.
And good for you. Chance.
Thank you.
Oh, that must have felt so good.
It was just like seeing the burrito just like fly across. And I think it just got Shane right in the chest. Like, right.
Some fun lore, too, for people to watching it back. There are ceiling sprinklers, right? And the way ceiling sprinklers work is that they're pressure. So, like, I learned about this. Fun little fact.
Okay.
The way those sprinklers work is that they have, like, a liquid in them that when they heat up, they burst.
Yeah.
And then that causes the sprinkler to start.
Me too.
So if you hit them, if pressure hits them, the sprinklers can go off. There are a few times where we throw those burritos, and the way that, like, the air works, they go upward, and we definitely hit the ceiling a few times.
I low-key wanted that to happen.
But wait, you didn't.
None of us did, but you see it get close a couple times.
Dude, you all would have been soaked because they would have all gone off.
Oh yeah.
It would have
been
bad, bro.
Well, you know what? Actually, that reminds me, too. Can we talk about the fire drill?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We
I
had
was there for that.
The fire alarms went off while we were filming the trailer.
I
that
was there for that.
Wild.
I was comfy on a couch, like ready to go with my little fans.
But it almost was so bad because we all are in our costumes. Like, we're not in, like, our, like, fun gym wear.
Yes.
We're in our tropes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we all are about to walk. And for some reason,
There's a shit ton of students. It's summer.
I know.
Everybody in the school.
I know there's summer school.
And the district decides to gather in the courtyard as we are walking out. And we're about to go into the field all dressed in costume.
And nobody else is listening to the fire alarm.
No.
We're the only ones following
the protocol. Ones listening to it. I remember that.
Right. All the other students were like, this happens. They did not move.
Do you think someone pulled it?
Like fire.
No, I don't know.
Like as a prank? Yeah. They're like, get smosh.
Prank Arasha.
I don't think they know it was us.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There were lots of students like asking for pictures and stuff, but I don't think anybody got footage or camera.
We didn't let them.
Yeah, good.
We stopped them.
I'm glad.
Okay, then we had Moose Master.
Okay.
A Moose Master was incredible.
I missed all of this.
Eight people in a Moose Master.
Wait, I didn't miss all of this.
There.
I
you
was
there.
There.
Yeah.
You were literally there.
Whoa,
you were there.
Was I there?
Maybe.
I missed this.
You will remember
I mentally
maybe
were not in it.
If I tell you that it was just Shane and Trevor humping the table.
You know why
time.
I forgot? Because during my confessionals, we never brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. No, we didn't bring up.
No, I remember Moose Master. I was, oh my God.
Yeah.
Moose Master made me feel like
you were literally the judge.
What is that? Oh, my God.
I think I said a total of, like, 15 words in that video. I just was like,
it's scary.
It's scary.
It's scary.
There's
to
so
talk.
Many people. I just am like, I'm going to stay
gotta,
quiet.
I got to say, Courtney came up with the best, probably my favorite Moose rule in all of Moose Master, which is that Trevor had to maintain at least a one joke per minute.
That was
and I'm
really
like, that is
wild.
Genius.
It was so
so
funny.
Like every now and then he just had to kind of say a joke.
I know.
He's like panicking.
I'm like, that's nuts. I'm like, oh, these next Moose Masters we do here at Smosh
are
like,
gonna be
I'm slapping
wild.
People with, hey, 10 JPMs or else you're out.
100%.
That was, I will say, that was the wildest time for me because I was kind of hosting, I was kind of directing, and I was kind of like a actual teacher to a bunch of kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys constantly be like, Miss P, Arasha didn't say the word that she was supposed to say.
Funny.
She said, and I was like, And I was trying to focus, and I was like,
it was a lot.
And Spencer's like, that's what it's like to direct Moose Master.
And you were like, shut the fuck up.
And I was there like, being eight people is crazy.
No, eight people
in one game?
So much.
It's devastating.
It's so much.
It had some great moments. It had Olivia coming back into the game only to immediately getting eliminated again.
Immediately calling. I think she said Ian's name and she wasn't supposed to say a name.
Yeah. For me, it was Keith's moment when the new rule was you can't say the word no. And Shane goes, Keith, do you do drugs? And he goes, no.
Look, that was revenge for can't say
I will
say. I finally
say,
got it. It took over a year, but I got it.
That's Moose Master
that
at the
Master.
Heart of it.
No?
Because,
yeah.
And then people turn into like, I mean, even me turn into little kids. They get really upset when it's like, you said blah, blah. And they're like, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, I was sitting next to Ian, too. And every time he was like, don't.
Well, remember when Ian told me to suck it?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to cut that out.
No, Ian was off.
He looked at me and he was like, suck it, Teach. And I was like, I'm gonna.
We saw real high school Ian there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did too. And I was
think
like,
Spencer came back in the room and was like, "You have to listen to Ms. P."
Yeah, he did.
He was the principal.
Alex was like, "You have to listen to Ms. P." And then he wasn't listening. And Spencer, and I could tell he really didn't want to listen. And then after we were done filming, he's like, and I'm like, "You don't like to listen, do you?"
No, no.
I was like,
then you grabbed him by the ear.
Yeah, and I was like, "Get out here!"
Wild.
It was so fun.
That was a chaotic game. I think we won that.
We did.
Because now Moose Master, we've figured out too that two people win at the end.
We both won that. And we did really well in that.
Yeah.
You guys were smart.
Moose Master, you either are eliminated so quickly or you make it to the end.
You just can't like breathe.
You can't talk too much.
It's stressful as hell.
You can't talk too much.
Can't talk.
But when you and Trevor were humping at the same time.
I was very upset at that.
Everyone hated that.
Very upset. And then, of course, I get the Echo Master, so I make it, oh, yeah. So I was like, all right, dude, we're in. We're doing this.
So much humping.
It was awful. Okay, so then we move on to Beppardy, which hide and seek, or Beppardy Hunt.
Yes.
This was pretty epic. Art department went all out with this.
This was iconic.
Okay, I was not there for this.
So the way that it worked was that you're doing traditional Beppardy, but it's teams of two at each podium. And then when the question is asked, there's two questions, and they have to go and find these answers in these gigantic backpacks and lunchboxes and stuff. And they have to search through all this stuff.
Oh, that's so fun.
And find
so
two
cool.
ends of pencils that have answers on each and then connect them.
And there's some wrong answers, too.
Tons of wrong answers.
Oh.
When I went up, I go up, and within the first, like, couple minutes, both opposing teams already found both their answers. I hadn't even found one.
It was
and mine
so
was the
hard.
Plural of moose, and then I forget what the second one was.
The powerhouse?
No, mine wasn't the powerhouse of the cell. It was something that where the answer was the number 8.
What's the plural of moose?
Yes.
Moose. It's just moose.
Moose.
Tricky.
Tricky. Oh,
actually, I forget what mine was. No, I don't think that was it. Or I was looking for moose. I couldn't find moose. So I grabbed Star Wars The Phantom Menace. And then I grabbed the number 8, which I believe was the correct answer. Actually, no, probably neither of them were. And I just held it up and I just go, yeah, that movie 8. So
funny.
There you go. I had to find a joke. I could not find them.
Yeah.
I knew the answers, but I could not find them.
Yeah. And my trick was just like, at a certain point, I just realized that there's just so many answers at the bottom. Like they filled it with all of these little inflatables that would get in your way. And sometimes they would be like in between some of them, but a lot of them were just at the bottom.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
It was really
this
tricky.
Stressful.
And we have the GoPro cameras inside each of the inflatables. So like you're in there and you're like everybody's eyes are just like hunter. Like you are looking for these answers.
Oh my God.
It got intense.
And when the other two teams find the answers, that means there's less answers available.
There's only
one left. So if you're in the wrong spot, you're not going to find it. It was very hard. But it ends up in a tiebreaker between the Hollywood hot dogs and the dairy cows.
Ooh.
And we go to Final Beppardy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could tell. This is my hot take. None of the producers have said
Uh-oh.
This. My take was that this was rigged. Not rigged. hot take.
Oh, like who went up there?
And I think producers wanted the dairy cows to get a point, right? And it was a tight race. Everybody was like very close. So they have Ian go up. They go, oh, we picked this randomly.
Yep.
Let's have Ian, Keith, and Angela go up. And the question is, what is the significance of this photo? And it is a photo of the very first YouTube video ever posted.
Oh, man at the zoo?
Who's going to know that?
My first time at the zoo?
Ian's
going to know that.
And so Ian's going to know it. He's been on YouTube, literally working on YouTube since 2005. Keith and Angela are two people who it's like, well, maybe they're not going to know it.
Right.
Angela's going to be like, I don't know what that is. She thought 9/11 happened in 2011.
Yeah.
And Keith is going to do his Keith thing. But here's the thing. They underestimated Keith. Keith guessed it correctly. He's like, oh, that's the first YouTube video.
And they were like, uh-oh.
And I think they were like, oh, shit.
But it made for, I think, one of the craziest moments in Summer Games because it was a tiebreaker with Keith and Ian, so Dairy Cows and Hot Dogs.
Uh-huh.
Emily comes in and she's like, okay, for the tiebreaker, last minute, we're going to do a basketball shoot-off.
Yeah.
Because some of the inflatables...
Some of the inflatables are basketball. They're not a basketball.
What?
It's a beach ball that looks like a basketball.
Right.
And they go, okay, we're going to have a person from each team
go
to this spot on the basketball court and try to make this shot.
And before that's announced, too, like, Team Hot Dog is, like, at least Trevor. Trevor's definitely joking about, like, make it a basketball thing, right? Because Trevor's so tall. And he's like, let's do a basketball thing. Like, I should do it, whatever. And Emily straight up is like, okay, we're going to do a basketball thing.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, obviously we got to send Trevor.
So they cook on this right there. They're like, let's do a basketball thing. The Hollywood Hot Dogs have Trevor, who plays basketball all the time.
And is really.
And he's very tall.
He's very tall.
And so the Dairy Cows go, we're going to send Olivia. They pull an Alley Cat Strike. For anyone who's seen the movie Alley Cat Strike, it's a Disney Channel.
No, can't here. Yeah, okay, no. It's I don't think anyone in this whole building
it's a,
has.
It's a Disney Channel original movie about bowling where this like high school bowling team, the final thing is them against the evil bowling team. And it's like, all right, we have to send out one person for our final thing. And it's the girl who sucks at bowling. They're like, well, you'll go.
I'm so sorry. Stop you making that reference alone. That's so
Someone's
awesome.
Someone's going to be like, and she does this thing where like she like spins the ball and then like pushes it slowly.
And tell me she gets it.
And she gets it.
She, Olivia.
So they send Olivia. And we're all like, okay.
She is
you could have sent Tommy. You could have sent Chance. And right. I'm not being mean. Like, Olivia is physically, like, a capable person.
But sure.
Basketball is not her sport.
And, sure. and also, it's Olivia. She's going to go out there and be like, whatever, I love you. Like, you know? Like, she's
whatever, I love you should be written on her gravestone.
But, right? Like, she's going to do something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, what's going to happen? So she's standing in front of Trevor. Emily explains, like, it's just first shot wins. Like, just stand here and make the basket. She stands in front of Trevor. Trevor is, like, 4 feet taller than Olivia. He is, like, towering over behind her. And he's just like chilling. He's like, all right, I'm going to take my time. Olivia throws the first shot up. I kid you not. The hoop is here. It goes bounce, bounce, in.
Stop.
And fully like high school drama, CW bullshit occurs.
We could not have planned
One Tree Hill, hello.
Olivia makes it. I mean, and it fully genuinely
out.
Makes it. Another moment that you'd swear producers rigged and they
That's
didn't.
That's the best.
It was truly meant to be that way. Like, and Tommy just comes in, like picks Olivia up. Like they are celebrating. I am shell shocked. I could
what
not believe
Trevor
it.
What is Trevor doing?
It was nuts.
He's like,
You know what's extra nuts is I looked at that moment. I go, wow, this is the moment of Summer Games. I was like, this is Olivia's moment. And I was wrong. Because Olivia had a crazier moment later. But that was about pretty. So now, after that, it's pretty, like, tied up, right? Like,
it's close.
I don't really know what the official points were, but I'm like, everybody's won something, and I know the points are, like, more complicated than we're just seeing.
Okay.
So I'm like, who's going to win this? And then we move on to Promposal.
Yep.
Which was a blast.
It was, I will say, as a judge, it was Anthony, me, and Elise. Elise was cracking me up. I had tears in my eyes.
So funny.
Because every time it got to her, I would look to her, and I know that she was like kind of cooking on something, but also she was monotone, secret lunch lady. She was like, oh, Arasha, you're tooling.
She's
cracking me. All three of you guys, I think, brought something different to your presence, and it was perfect.
Yeah, and I want to say I clocked pretty early on that Anthony... you guys were rating the Promposals 1 out of 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
1 through 10. And I started to notice that Anthony was going back and forth between rating things a 6 and a 9.
Only.
Only.
Only. He finally broke
pretty
it.
Pretty cool.
He finally broke it later
nice.
On. But that, I realized, was his pattern.
That was his pattern.
The janitor, he was.
I gotta be honest, when it comes to the promposals, I feel very insecure because...
No way.
Because months before...
I mean, you came out there, I was like, who is this boy?
I am so excited for what you're about to say.
Okay.
Now.
So months before, or about a month before, Spencer hits me up and he's just like, hey, yeah, like, let us know what your promposal thing is. It's like going to be like 30 seconds to 2 minutes, or I'd say he was saying like 30 seconds would be ideal. And I was like, okay, like, and then I was kind of under the impression that there wasn't any like props or anything. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to like do a, I'll do a Pride and Prejudice came out in 2005. I'll do that monologue. And they're like, that's great. And so I was like, oh, it's kind of short.
They led you astray.
No,
I was like, it's
kind of
short. I'm like, all right. Like, and they're like, no, this is good. This will be good. And I was like, all right, sick. I'm like, I'm just going to commit to it because it's going to be like cringy, but in like a
that's
funny
way. That's what happened?
And so that's why I did that. And then like I did it. And then every promposal after, I was like, wow, people got props. People like had people assist them. People had costumes. I was like,
Shane, people had performances.
I was like, I did not know that any of this was available to us.
Wait, knowing that lore
is
and
crazy.
Now watching, because here's the deal. I totally was like, I'm going to be this character. That's how I'm going to judge these people, as an actual teacher who wants them to do well. And when I saw you walk up, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
I was just like, as a teacher, I was like picturing my head that like I told you to be more confident, oh. Be more confident. And then when you went up there and just did it, I was like, I think I gave you the lowest score.
I got the lowest score, I think, out of the whole thing.
Oh, no, it was sweet. I thought it was sweet.
Here's the
thing. Don't do that.
I thought it was really
no,
cute.
No, Arasha, I'll feel better if you don't.
No.
Okay, fuck you.
I thought it was hilarious as a choice. And also
That's what I had to do.
It benefit your character. And it was, you know, and hey, you printed the script.
Here's
that
the deal.
Was cute.
The whole thing felt like I was actually watching a high school performance. So when you walked up all nervous, I was like, oh, here he is.
Uh-huh.
Here's this guy.
Yeah.
And I remember as Ms. P, I was like, he's getting the lowest score because I was like, his confidence. We talked about confidence and he's not doing it.
Well, it was kind of tough because I'm like, okay, I'm on this big stage. So I also didn't know where we were doing it. I didn't know we were doing it in like a...
Yeah.
I was like, what's the like landscape of this? So I'm like, I can't like move around a lot with this monologue. Like Mr. Darcy's monologue is very like, it's a very still thing. I had talked about being like, can I like, maybe what if I pour water on my hair? And they're like, you can't have water. You can't do it. And I was like, all right, well, like I'll just fucking do it.
Yeah,
then.
But save this man.
I will say it was perfect because
it worked
it was
because
perfect.
It was bad and it elevated from there every
say
performance
it was bad.
After. It's okay to say it was bad.
Arasha's was like a full performance with two other guests.
No, really, it was good.
It was fine. I don't know if Spencer and Kiana, who are producing it, knew that I've been booed out of a dance circle and that this feels like that all over again.
What?
I was like, you know what? If we do another talent show, I'm probably not going to participate.
No way!
But it's okay.
I should have...
What?
Damn, I should have given you a higher
lore.
Point.
What's the dance circle?
Yeah, he got booed out of
in
a dance circle.
In middle school, I... That's... Yeah, I tried to go in the middle of a dance circle. I got booed out of it.
No, he did.
And that's why you don't catch me dancing.
And what did you do in the dance circle?
I just was...
Yes, you do.
I tried to do a moonwalk.
Yeah.
I think I could do a pretty decent moonwalk, but they booed it.
The moonwalk.
They don't. They really don't.
I just think
don't.
They didn't... I don't think it would have mattered.
It's sweet.
It's hard when someone
it's all
does
I knew.
It that is Shane. You know what I'm saying?
You're not that guy anymore.
Yeah, but he hasn't let it go. We should sit down and talk about this.
We can have a dance.
Look,
circle.
If you don't dance, you don't get booed.
Oh, whoa, that's
ice
so
cold
sad.
Line. Ice cold line.
I wish I knew.
Ice cold line.
I wish I knew what was going on mentally because I maybe would have given you a six.
Oh,
instead
I don't.
Instead of a five.
I don't care. I
protect this man.
Okay, I'm ultimately joking. I'm also saying, just on a professional level, I felt bad that I was like, oh, I wish I'd have prepared more.
Of course.
Yeah. If it makes
for the
you,
video.
If it makes you feel better, I'm genuinely saying this. I saw the effort that you made.
I can't be involved
in
this
anymore. Do we have to cut that? Did that sound this bad?
I actually, everything inside me is falling apart. We need to move
Let's
on.
Let's move on. You did great.
Because
you did, were but sweet. Okay. You were sweet. You were cute.
Let's move on from that because I want to genuinely say how incredible it was. And I was glad that I got mine done early.
Hey, that's a good thing.
Like, I can't
handle this because every time you bring it up, Arasha goes, mm-hmm. And hey, that's a good thing. And the part of me is like,
I genuinely was like, oh, this fits his character. I get it. Like, he's supposed to be the loser.
You're still going.
Which was true.
Which was true.
That is also
and
true.
And the sweater was adorable.
Thank you.
Are you sure we haven't hit time yet?
We need.
We've got 20 minutes. We'll keep
sick.
Going.
I'm sick.
Okay, we move on.
God, this is my last episode.
We move on from the very sweet performance.
Let's just agree that it wasn't.
Don't
good.
Go back.
It was sweet.
Oh my God.
Okay.
We're moving on. Darcy got the girl at the end of the day, okay?
Right.
And Shane is fine. He's happily married to the hottest person ever. So
he
let's
is
just
good. He's good.
He's absolutely fine.
Which by the way, yeah.
But I'm not fine. I can't deal with this back and forth.
But let's talk about the others cuz I thought it was so fun. It was amazing.
Yes.
It really showed how incredible this cast is.
I mean, speaking of Courtney, I thought Courtney's was so cute.
Courtney blew me out of the water.
Courtney, oh. You know what's funny is like Courtney played the song for me before.
Yeah,
she did the performance. That's she was like, so she's cute. Like, oh, I'm like nervous. I was like, dude, this is like incredible.
Yeah,
I was like, this ties up all the summer games together.
Yeah,
like it's the only moment that really like pays
brings
homage
it
to it all.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is gonna be so sick.
Yeah,
and it really was. It was
for
really,
better or for
really
worse.
Cool.
I learned some crazy lore through that.
There's some wild lore.
Yeah.
No, yep. I mean, yeah.
If you have not watched Courtney's song, go back. Mustache ticklers.
And it ties in very well with us reacting to Summer Games stuff, too.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Courtney's was a highlight. I was so happy with that one.
Yeah.
Yours was so fun.
Yours was so great.
Thank you. Well, so here, sorry to go back for a second, actually, on Courtney's. My hot take is that if Courtney went later, I think they would have gotten like much higher scores. I feel like we got used to giving high scores later from the judges. Mm. And so because Courtney was like, I would say one of the like first really good performances,
yeah.
People just got comfortable with giving like eights and nines.
You're kind of right because once we saw Courtney's and then we saw you guys with background dancers,
yeah,
it all kind of changed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once it started, it kind of went from being singular things to group.
Like
things.
You had
Chances was a group thing at the beginning, but then it got like into these big like choreographed dances at the end
yes.
of like a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you start wondering what the hell's going to happen next.
So it's so interesting that you bring up the props thing because in my meeting, I was like, okay, I also was like, if we're going to be in our costume, we have to do our tropes. So I was like, it's so easy then. Like, mine has to be a cheer. And I was like, okay, I want, like, cheerleaders behind me. I want to do, like, a whole cheer thing. And they were like, we can't do, like, other cheer uniforms, but you can do, like, other people's costumes. And so I was like, okay, let me use Chance and Angela. Like, let me, like, play with their
tropes.
That was
really funny. Really funny.
And I was like, let's just, like, meet up one day. Let's, like, let me choreograph, like, a cute little, like, song and dance. And, like, let's just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked for, like, the whatever you call it that you, like, hold. Is it the cone or whatever?
Oh, the,
Yeah,
I asked for that. And, like, pom-poms and just like stuff like that, and they were like, we'll give you what we can. And so when we showed up, they like had cute little things, and we were like, okay, like, let's just hold this here and let's just do this here and let's just make it work. And I was like, and if you mess up, like, I'll just play the character of like, get it together, you know?
Yeah.
And so it worked out.
It was so funny.
It was what it could be,
because them in the background were kind of, they were good and then they were not good and they were messing it up.
It was perfect.
And you were like, I'm getting a scholarship.
Right.
Like, you were like, I'm getting a scholarship and we're going to talk about diversity. And this was your moment. And it was so true to the character.
Thank you.
And I loved it so much.
Thank you.
And I loved that the two, it felt like you like forced them to do it.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And no, I was psyched about it.
It was great.
Thank you. I also want to shout out Noah's.
Oh.
Proposal.
I got to be honest. Noah's is kind of
so
like
hard.
Arguably my favorite in a weird way because it was so simple.
I had no idea what was happening.
And it was also perfectly executed in the way that it failed. It failed in a beautiful way where like he comes out and you see that the poster's scored.
Yeah.
You can see that it's like, oh, he's meant to come through it.
Yeah.
And then it didn't rip. And he kind of perfectly glides along it and falls to the ground, and he just stayed dead on the ground.
Baby, no money. I don't care how much money you have or whatever. He's like,
a day with me is for free.
Yeah, and what it was is that, in my mind, Noah, the character, had flowers. He had the works. He was ready to go. And the fact that he went in and never got up,
no,
we were crying.
His was so impressive because it was quick.
Quick.
But hilarious.
So funny.
So good. Also, it was Selena's debut on the stage.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We need to talk about Selena and Marcus on the stage.
Because here's the thing. Selena comes out and we go, oh, Selena's out here. This is great. Little did we know. Selena was arguably going to be one of the MVPs of Proposal.
MVP. Oh my God. Selena and Marcus were hot.
Because later on, as the performances start getting crazier and crazier, Tommy comes out with a full song.
Full
recorded.
Full
song and dance.
He made a song and did his own lyrics, recorded it all, and then did a full lip sync.
And a full choreographed dance, choreographed by Selena.
Yep.
And
that
the dance was
move,
awesome.
That kick.
There's a kick move that everybody's talking about the kick move.
I had a verbal reaction.
And like, Selena was like this, like, and Marcus was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. He had the angry face.
Yeah. It was incredible.
I was into that.
And Tommy's thing ends, and we're like, all right, that's going to be the big thing. Olivia's going last, and we're clearly going to end on some sort of silly little note.
Yes, and we have to, I'm just saying.
Whatever I love you.
I'm saying whatever I love you. I'm saying this because we do have to come back to Angela's.
Okay.
If we want to touch on that before Olivia's, because we've got to talk about that
before
one.
Before Olivia's, we have to talk about Angela's.
Okay, Angela goes up. What do you want to say about Angela's?
Listen.
There's so much to say.
Love Angela. Okay, that's my girl. You guys gave her 3 tens.
Can I
want you guys to admit mine was bad. Can we also admit Angela went up there and I was like, I don't feel as bad about mine.
I never. Wow.
I didn't feel as bad.
Wow.
I didn't feel as bad. She
I'm
went up and she
so
slammed a keyboard and said prom. I was like, look, Angela's an incredible performer. She's arguably one of the best live performers like I've ever seen. That was bad.
I am so gagged.
I was so gagged.
Listen, I wasn't going to say it.
I was like, Angela.
Here's the deal. First of all, I never said yours was bad. You got to stop that.
Once again.
You were fine.
Jane, yours was sweet. Yours was sweet. I'm pretty sure a 7 was tossed in there for me.
Here's the deal.
I had a 7.
Here's the deal.
And Angela got 3 tens.
Here's the deal. I wrote down 3 on my board. And all y'all behind me went, don't do that. She's going to get really sad as the character.
We want her to get sad.
And I was so deep in Ms. P. I wasn't Amanda. I was so deep in Ms. P that I was like, oh, I don't want to make her sad. And to be honest, when Baby No Money turned off her thing,
I
saw her face go.
Okay.
And so I thought, was there more?
There was.
And did it end too early?
So absolutely defending Angela. I think we saw half the performance.
Yes, actually though.
Because I think she had a whole plan to start playing and it got cut short.
Justice for Angela. Let's give her a platform. Please, let's give her a platform. I know she has a second half of the performance and she never got to do it.
She was planning on starting to actually play and then he cut off.
And Baby No Money, here's the thing that I loved about Baby No Money is that he literally was like just being Baby No Money and he was like, I don't want to hear that anymore. You're done.
Yes, and did everybody's bit.
And let me.
Except for that one.
And to be clear, after the performances and everything, he would come up and like, say how much he loved every single performance.
Yeah.
He was up there having fun.
No, he was
doing it for the comedy, for mine, for Angela's, for everybody. But he saw the comedic moment to turn off the keyboard.
And it was very funny.
And he did not know that she had a second bit
And
plan.
It was very funny. And I will say, do I regret the 10? Maybe, a little bit, okay? But here's the thing. I wrote down a 3 and then everyone's like, oh, don't. She's going to be so... And I was like... And I started feeling like the politics come in, and I was like, okay, because Anthony gave her a 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
It was crazy. Again, that's my theory. That's my theory, is that it was just toward the end, so we were like, let's start handing out some bigger numbers.
Yes.
That's my hot take.
So you guys gave her 10s, and she wasn't sad. But you know who is?
the sweet, sweet boy.
Okay.
Sees Pride and Prejudice once.
Sweet boy.
I did actually, I will say it was all a gift because it did make me watch Pride and Prejudice, which was a really good movie.
Stop. See, that's
I told you to watch
too.
It.
It was a really good movie.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. No spoilers.
I went up on that stage wanting to be Mr. Darcy, and I ended up as the other guy.
Yeah. You were the short guy who's like, I will marry Elizabeth.
The one who in the middle of the dance is like, yeah. It would be very nice if we could.
Yeah.
I would very much like to talk to you.
And then he's like, and Elizabeth is like, and he's like, I would enjoy.
He's the best character
Sorry,
in the
this
movie
is Pride
by
and
a
Prejudice?
Mile.
It's Pride and Prejudice, and then he literally comes in for dinner. He's like, I'd like to speak to Elizabeth. And the mom's like,
Oh, so that's who you were doing.
No, he didn't mean to do him.
I became him by accident.
Hey,
I
see. he still got a lady.
He did?
That she was like, I'd rather be dead than do this, but I...
But he got her. We somehow found our way back to Shane's
proposal.
And that
was you.
Yes.
We ran away from it, and we are back to it.
Okay. But
Olivia's.
Angela got
three
tens, or did she get a bunch of nines?
I don't think she got three
tens. I don't think she got three tens.
I think she got three tens, you guys. Or maybe it was 10, 10,
Tommy,
9.
Tommy was the first
to get
three tens.
I think she got 10, 10, 9.
Okay.
So she was,
that makes
she's
sense.
Right there.
Either way, if he didn't cut her off, I think the things would have been different.
Tommy's was unbelievable.
Tommy's
was
amazing.
I'm thinking there's no way to top this. Olivia goes out there and it starts off in typical Olivia fashion. And I'm like, okay, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be cringy. It's going to be kind of like,
whatever, I love
you. What's going on? Like, okay, like, you know.
Like I said, I got the ick.
This reminds me of a lot of her try not to laugh bits. And I was like, this is what I'm expecting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it keeps going that way for like minutes.
And when Amanda came out, Amanda Barnes,
I was like, here we go. It's a bit.
Yeah.
But then Amanda Barnes leaves. And you kind of go back.
Continues.
And I was like, oh no, this is going to be this weird CPR bit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, music starts. And I turn and Emily.
Emily's like.
Is dancing.
She puts her bussy into that. She commits. Like, gag.
No, I've never seen anyone. I've never seen anyone.
Damn, Arasha.
That's what we were all thinking.
You saying that, that's what I was thinking, but you saying it is just killing me.
Pussy into that.
Because I'm picturing her. She was like.
I'm trying to think of the move. It was like this crazy.
The shoulders. The shoulders.
No, it was this crazy move. I turn and I just see Emily doing this. I just see her going like.
That is indeed the bussy.
Oh
she
gosh.
Was
that
she going gave. She was going hard,
I can't
bro.
Even breathe.
Like all in. And it starts off, it's Emily, and then I see Benny, and then I see Selena and Marcus again. I'm like, everybody's here. I'm like, who all's in on this? And they're all putting their whole bussies into it.
My stomach hurts. Their heads literally went like
the
everybody's fucking horizontal.
Oh my god.
Everybody is parallel with the floor.
The group bussy is off.
Wait, I cannot fucking breathe. And Olivia is like
having the time of her life.
Olivia is just like this.
In her cutie
Olivia's
little
like
trope
this.
Outfit.
Emily's like.
I'm gonna throw
by the way,
up.
By the way, it's good
I'm
though.
Gonna throw
the, the dancing's good. That's me doing
I'm
it. And I got booed out of a dance circle.
I really hope we have just clean footage of Emily running in.
Emily's gonna watch this episode. She's gonna be like, "Hey, so I saw you guys talking about my dance.
My bussy.
I wasn't trying to serve bussy, but I.
I'm not trying to serve bussy.
That's just the contrast between Olivia just being like. And we're all like, yay. And
she was supposed to have, she had solo choreography.
Emily did?
No.
Olivia did.
And she just didn't do any of it?
That is so,
Olivia had
that
solo
is so her. No, that is
Wait,
so
that is
her.
So funny.
That is what I'm saying is the beginning awkward, cringy bit that she was doing, half of me was like, oh no. This is how we're going to end it. This is it.
I was a judge. Trust me. I was front row. I was like, I'm getting the ick, man.
It was rough.
And then, to get the ick and then move immediately to this was such a shift.
It was such a shock.
I had whiplash.
No, the way that whole thing was structured was actually so good.
It
and it ends
with
in this gigantic dance. Selena's back out there. Benny was so like wholesome and sweet up there dancing. It was all incredible.
It was insane.
I was like, oh my God, she got the entire production team.
And Amanda Barnes was there too. And then, so Olivia was supposed to have her own solo dance
in the middle. Yeah.
In the middle,
so
but then
funny.
She was just like, nah.
Olivia was just
No, and you know what? She definitely committed to being so cringy too, because she even was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, that's Olivia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That really could
be. And
just
Baby No Money's like,
yeah, yeah.
That had me in tears. I was just like,
it was incredible.
You know when you like want to leave a room so bad, but you can't leave because you're just seated and you're stuck there.
I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this later, but right now I want to.
And
go.
I gotta admit, there I am watching it, going, okay, I'm not the worst performance
again.
And then it happens. She shifts it, and I go, oh my God, I'm in the dirt.
No,
my pussy is 6 feet under.
Okay, listen,
Jesus Christ, it's you who keeps bringing it back. Okay, I'm not the worst. Oh,
listen,
no.
No.
I'll save you a little bit too. I'll talk shit about Spencer's too.
No.
I love Spencer, and the art was incredible, but you know, he gave him a low score. He wrote out on his Heelys. He knew what he was doing, so he kind of saved you.
Yeah, but he had art team draw something, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he did. And I learned about Yaoi.
Yaoi. I didn't know about Yaoi.
Yeah, I learned about Yaoi.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he had a prop. So I think they were like...
No, Shane had a script.
Spencer sabotaged me.
I think Spencer sabotaged you.
That was
you.
A games video, to be fair. So Alex and Spencer sabotaged me.
Yeah.
No, Shane had a script. He printed, that script.
Yeah, that's the lore I'm going with.
Yeah, go with that.
That I was sabotaged.
It wasn't you. Totally.
Yeah, it wasn't
somebody
me.
Somebody had to take that.
It wasn't me.
Spot.
No, it was
and
you.
If we do another Summer Games and there's another talent show, I'm going to bring
What's
it.
What's going to happen?
I'm either not going to show up or I'm going to
You're not
going to really,
be there.
Put your bussy
or I'm putting
into
a
it.
Budget of $1 million into it.
Shane is sick.
I'm writing in on a prop helicopter.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys think we are going to do it again? You guys think like, it was
no.
like a...
God.
And that was the one and only Summer Games.
There it is.
I don't know.
I actually don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like it went off.
If we are, then I'm going to
It depends on how it went.
I'm going to be in it.
Depends on if people
depends
liked
on
it.
How it went.
Yeah, exactly.
Truly.
I think they'll like it.
I actually mean that. If it does really well and a lot of people watch it, because like it was a big expense. It was a big like production thing.
Yeah.
We go on location. We do a lot. So we do need to be like, okay, this is going to be worth it.
Yeah.
I will say too, like, obviously all the games, the challenges, like the competitive aspect was so fun, but I truly feel like that was such a bonding thing.
Oh yeah.
For
yeah,
the
yeah.
cast, like for all of us to just be separate, like somewhere else, and for like us to be around each other all the time without like that much space where we can like, you know, disperse.
Yeah.
Like we all were there. I felt like I was just having good conversations the whole week. And
yeah.
I was like, I feel connected and close to these people, like
Same.
More so than, you know?
Same. Yeah.
It was nice.
It was good bonding.
It was really
yeah.
cool.
It was
very
fun. Do it again.
Yeah.
It was very fun. There was really like, it was just positivity the whole time.
Totally.
We had such a blast. It was really, really awesome. And then the Hollywood Hot Dogs won.
You guys won,
man. And I was really shocked. I thought the Dairy Cows pulled it off because Tommy and Olivia.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, they had these insane performances. They got a lot of points. And they did win the talent show. They won the promposal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in totaling all the points of everything, the Hot Dogs won by like a couple
points.
Like
2 points.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think you guys were just behind second
I think
place
it was
by
all
a couple
very
points.
Tight.
It was all very, very tight. And yeah. I had no idea who was going to win. And then when I saw your face when you won, you were like, you were shocked.
I was for sure banking on the Dairy Cows. I was like, okay, I got to prepare my like, I'm proud of you face.
Yeah.
And instead I just was like, what? But I was so happy because... I remember when we did lose you guys, so dramatic, when we lost you guys, me, Trevor, Noah, and Keith, like, we had a huddle, and we were like, guys, like, we gotta keep our energy up, like, it's gonna be okay, like, we can do this, we can do this.
So cute.
And we were like, no, like, it's gonna be hard, like, we lost two people, like, I don't know. And somehow, like, our camaraderie just, like, carried through to the end to when we did celebrate. I just was like, oh, my God, my boys.
Uh-huh.
My boy.
Yes. Yeah. Watching you go from the relay to that, I was like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Look at them.
Yeah, I think the field day really helped, though.
I was very proud
us
of you guys.
Us having the whole team on that, I think that definitely gave us lots of points.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a win for both of us, for all of us.
Yeah. I won.
Yeah.
Miss P won.
I think Miss P won.
She hasn't found her husband yet. He's still missing.
And that's why she won.
But she won.
She'll find him.
Yeah. I want to know more about Janitor. And, oh, my God, the moment, too, that Olivia addressed Elise and just said, hi, lunch.
Pretty solid. That's the quote. We've been quoting that.
I don't think you'll ever know about Lunch Lady and Janitor.
No.
I think that they actually have left the premises, and I don't think they're coming back.
I don't think they ever worked there.
No. We found them.
I really don't.
Well, we are out of time.
We're out of time, but I haven't laughed that hard in a minute.
That was crazy.
That was very, very fun.
I was waiting to debrief.
And I'm so glad, Amanda, that you got to be a part of that.
Me too.
Now you're gonna be gone for a couple months.
I'm gonna be gone for a couple months. I will miss you guys so much.
I thought you said it was just over the weekend.
Yeah, of course. It'll feel like months when I'm out of here.
But for the next few weeks, Angela's gonna be filling in.
Yep. Angela's gonna be filling in. And then we got Damien.
And then Damien. So the return of the Damien and Shane show for a bit.
Too. Whoa.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like trouble.
For like the five people who remember that. Yeah. You go. Whoa.
They'll come in and listen.
But it's going to continue as normal. And then you'll be back.
And then I'll be back.
Soon. With a baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to bring the baby every day.
What?
That's awesome.
The baby's going to sit right there. We're not going to have any more guests.
If there is a baby.
Just baby.
If there is a baby and the sonogram was real.
There is a baby.
It was the wrong date. It was the wrong date.
I know.
What doctor's office gets a date wrong?
That is
the sonogram.
True. It was the wrong date. But the baby's real.
Well,
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Anyways, thank you.
Wow.
Guys, what a wild year it's been.
Seriously.
It's only half the year, and it's been such a wild, packed year, and it was so much fun.
It's been great. It's been great.
So many things are coming out. I'm very, very excited. I'm so glad we did Summer Games.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you won. Thank you. And I'm so glad that you watched Pride and Prejudice.
And had a great promposal inspired by
Oh, my God. We have to go.
It was so sweet.
Stop.
It was really nice.
Bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.